You're here. We'll call the city council meeting to order for Tuesday, February 11th, and we always start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And we would love to have a roll call, please.
Coke?
Here.
Transier?
Here.
Milshewski?
Here.
Clocher?
Here.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Frieders?
Here.
Chirulis?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
We have a quorum.
That is awesome. Thank you so much. The only thing I will amend on the agenda, with your permission, council, is under mayor's report, I want to move item 2 to item number 1. And if there are no objections, I would accept the motion to approve the agenda.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Bud Cope? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Oh, I didn't ask for discussion. Discussion? Okay. Thank you very much. Presentations? Nothing yet. Okay. Public hearing? No public hearing. Citizen comments on agenda items. So if anyone has a comment on items on the agenda, please come forward and speak. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. Consent agenda. Once again, we have none. Thank you. Minutes for approval. We have minutes from the regular city council meeting, January 20th, 2020. Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Peterson? Second by Coke? Oh, Clocher was that? Okay. Discussion? Mr. Funkhauser, do you have any comments on the minutes? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nice. Okay, we have bill payments for approval. And I would accept a motion for the following. Vendors in the amount of $301,598.02. Wire payments in the amount of $149,883.75. Payroll ending period 1/24/20 for $320,359.01. For a total of $771,840.78. I heard Milshewski.
Second.
I heard Transier. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Chirulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. And I want to point out, in case there's anyone from the county here, see how quickly that goes without a consent agenda? You can just run the meeting real well. Just, you want to be transparent for the public. In case there's anyone here from the county, I wasn't saying that there are a couple people here. Okay, so the next thing we had, we moved up. This is awesome. Under mayor's report, I've got some other blah, blah, blah items, but we're going to do the most important one first. So we have a proclamation for John Schneider's 100th birthday. John, where are you? I saw you come in. You want to come up here? And if you don't want to, you don't have to, but this is awesome. And your birthday was actually yesterday, correct?
Yes.
Now, if anyone else wants to come up, that's fine. I'm guessing John is the oldest person in the room. Is that fair? Is anyone older than John? Raise your hand. Okay, so John, good to see you. Welcome. Thank you very much. Yes. So I want to read this. John turned 100 yesterday. That is awesome. So where John Schneider was born on February 10, 1920, and where John Schneider has served the United City of Yorkville and the residents of Kendall County with his time, energy, talents as a building and plumbing inspector, and I'm going to tell you something about that in a moment, and where John Schneider is a dedicated member of the community serving the local American Legion, Lions Club, and Masonic Lodge, and where John Schneider has spent his entire career helping others, he is a dedicated member of the community and has provided sound experience and judgment while owning and operating Schneider's hardware and appliance store, and whereas the Yorkville City Council and residents are most grateful for the contributions he has made throughout his years living in the city and serving our country, now, therefore, I, John Purcell, Mayor of the United City of Yorkville, do hereby honor John Schneider for his 100th birthday, and I would like to extend my personal best wishes to him and for continued success in life's pursuits in the next 100 years. Congratulations. John always comes. hardware store. I'm putting a plug in. I don't see the public upset. But he, until recently, he was taking these 20-pound bags of urchin and home with him. And finally, I said to him, I'm going to deliver them. So, John, somebody's going to have to take this for me. John, I got your bag of urchin. So, and then one last thing. One last thing here. On the count of three, we're going to sing happy birthday. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear John. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Suicide Prevention in Action Month proclamation was created to raise the visibility of the mental health resources and suicide prevention services available in our community. The goal is to speak openly about the importance of mental health and the impacts of suicide to help remove the surrounding stigmas and to direct those in need to the appropriate support services, and where suicidal thoughts can affect anyone regardless of age, gender, race, orientation, income level, religion, or background. And according to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, suicide is the 10th leading cause of death among adults and the second leading cause of death among individuals between the ages of 10 and 34 in the United States. And whereas more than 47,000 people died by suicide across the United States in 2017, which according to the CDC was more than twice the number of homicides, with an average of 129 suicides completed daily, which includes active military and veterans accounting for 13.5% of all suicides nationally. And whereas each and every suicide directly impacts a minimum of 100 individuals, including family, friends, coworkers, neighbors, and community members. And whereas Yorkville, Illinois is no different than any other community across the country, but chooses to publicly place our full support behind local educators, mental health professionals, athletic coaches, law enforcement officers, and parents, as partners in supporting our community and simply being available to one another. And whereas global organizations like Hope for the Day and our local partner, is that NAMI KDK? Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. K came south to Kendall, DeKalb, and Kendall counties, are on the front lines of a war that many still refuse to discuss, as suicide and mental health remain too uncomfortable to talk about, and whereas every member of our community should understand that through life's struggles, we all need the occasional reminder that we're all fighting our own battles, and whereas I encourage all residents to take the time to check in with their family, friends, and neighbors on a regular basis and to honestly communicate their appreciation for their existence by any gesture they deem appropriate. A simple phone call, message, handshake, or hug can go a long way towards helping someone realize that suicide is not the answer. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, John Purcell, do hereby proclaim the month of September 2020 as National Suicide Prevention and Action Month in the United States of Yorkville. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? Did you have any updates?
Yeah. So we've been doing this since about the 1st of February. We are at 31 cities and 2 counties and 14 different states for a total of 1,317,291 potentially impacted residents. The goal this year isn't just to have cities adopt a proclamation and speak words. The actual goal of the proclamation is to, number one, recognize that it's an issue, understand that there are resources available, familiarize yourself with what those resources are, and share those resources. But also to kind of remember that we are all allowed our own space for, whether you want to call it mental health or self-care, however you want to say it. Even though there's a lot of media attention on whether it's, you know, athletes or celebrities taking their own life or musicians taking their own life or fashion designers taking their own life, it's important from my perspective that we constantly have this conversation with our kids. And I have 2 10-year-olds and a 12-year-old, and the conversation about suicide and mental health is constantly evolving in my house. Because the last thing I want to have them do is be 40 and lose half a dozen friends and still not know how to properly emote how much it hurts when you lose a friend to suicide. So this year, in addition to working with the United City of Yorkville, I'm working now with Hope for the Day and hoping to get this particular message in front of as many cities as possible, especially in the state of Illinois, so that I can not only attend by myself, but I can bring my friends from Hope for the Day. We can actually conduct mental health educations in these city halls and incorporate just treating people with dignity into all walks of every part of our municipal lives. Our police chief, Jensen, has done an incredible job of imparting that idea of leading with dignity when interacting with the public. And it's something that the curriculum that I've learned through Hope for the Day is focused on leading with dignity and treating people with dignity and allowing people to experience lives the way that they see fit without any judgment. So one of the important things to me is being able to not only have you guys support this, but also to ask kids to talk about the things that suck. Because the more you talk about the things that suck, they don't suck as much, because you get stronger. So you don't have to tell everybody what your problems are, but you probably have a little bit more of a team behind you than you originally thought you did. So the idea is to kind of self-reflect, understand that you do have those resources available, and if you need something, give me a shout, because I can lead you in the right direction. I myself am not a clinician. Thank God I get to go home and sleep at night. But the idea is to realize that we have resources in every city, in every county, in every state in this country, and we are fortunate to live here. But it is now time to take the time to realize who those resources are and when you're supposed to reach out to them. And if you need any help with that conversation internally, give me a shout. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much. Motion carries. Okay, the next item, we'll take a roll call, actually. We have an ordinance amending the city code, Title 6, Chapter 4, regarding towing of vehicles. Is there a motion to approve? By Milschewski. By Funkhauser, second.
Is that correct?
I heard that correct. Okay, any discussion? Jim, do you want to just give a brief? Is this you, or who's giving the brief?
It's
just a clarification, isn't it?
It's a simple clarification and housekeeping matter, so that our code, and we'll have to do this on a regular basis, is updated with regard to motor vehicle state and federal standards.
Any other comments, questions? Roll call, please.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milschewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Trulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. So I still have a few other, as I like to say, blah, blah, blah items. Just a reminder, next Thursday is the Chamber of Commerce dinner. So if you want to go, give them a cold bark, let them know. So that is going to be exciting. I'm going to have like a 35-minute presentation, all PowerPoint. It's going to be exciting. Maybe an exaggeration. Next item is, I had a chance to speak to some of you, not all of you yet, but we are working on the budget, and a lot of the, call them new initiatives, or maybe enhanced spending initiatives versus last year, are based on our discussion we had as a group last fall, last October, our planning session. For example, trying to get some money for sidewalks, new vehicles, ERP system. So those are some of the things, you know, some roads. But I didn't get a chance to speak to any of you, but if any of you have some thoughts, call me. Hey, I'd like to see this in there or that in there. I'm not promising any of it or all of it will get in there, but I just want to get input from all of you. And then we're hoping the next city council meeting, if not early March, we can at least present one. We have to present it, I think, 30 days before we vote on it. So, and there will be, you know, some discussion after that, obviously, and if the committees want a chance to review it after that, that's fine, too. But just want to give you an update. That's where we're at. And so that's a budget update, unless anyone had any questions specifically now. I don't have, like, details of this line up to $22 from 20. But excellent. So, also, kind of ties into budget, but not quite. Had actually a couple of discussions today with some different call them experts, architects, engineers, designers, whatever the titles are. I don't know, I'm not big on titles. But first on the public works building, we had a nice discussion with an individual on that. Just give us some ideas and some direction. So we're not ready to bring something forward yet, but just want you to know we're making some progress there. And one of the things we did ask, because I listened to some comments that were made, is you know, can we look at maybe partnering a public works building with like the parks building? Maybe not the rec side, obviously, but maybe the parks, because there's some similarities. So that's part of the conversation we'll have as well. And then the other thing, we had a nice discussion today, and a breakfast. Thank you very much, Chief. He made the eggs himself. Again, he didn't want to make the eggs himself. But we had a nice discussion on the police department, and same type of thing, just some planning. And both of these firms, independent firms, they both, actually it was kind of interesting, they both said the same message, that the first step you should do is assess what is your space needs, and then from there, try to identify sites that might work, and then obviously budgetary concerns. So just want you to know we're progressing on those things. And again, any questions? What?
Space needs and then site location.
Yeah. Pretty much. But we're not going to look at the Beecher Center. We're not going to look at the library. We're not going to look at the bank because we're going to sell that. But yeah, you're absolutely right. So. Maybe, but if the right offer comes, I'll present it to you all. Okay, any other questions? That was a good one. Okay. Nothing else? Okay, that is all I have under the mayor's report. We can move on to the Public Works Committee report.
No report.
Oh, that's awesome. Economic development. We've got several, at least two items.
I'd like to make a motion to approve an ordinance authorizing a jurisdictional boundary line agreement between the United City of Yorkville and the City of Danville, and authorize the mayor to support that.
That was a second by Funkhauser.
Second.
First by Moszewski. Any discussion? So Plano took the comments that we brought to them, and they followed them almost exactly how we wanted. I think they just want to stay along the center line of Elderman Road, correct?
Yeah, the Fox River Bluff parcel was the request to have that entirely within Yorkville city limits. They said no, center line is okay, so it splits that property.
But that's a portion of their property anyway.
Correct.
So anyway, there's your update, and that's what we're voting on. Any other comments, questions? Do a roll call, please.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Moszewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
And now I'd like to make a motion to approve a resolution approving an intergovernmental agreement for reciprocal building inspection services between the United City of Yorkville and the county
authorized
mayor to
second. Okay, discussion?
Keep it up.
None? Okay, roll call, please.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Chrulis?
Aye.
Tranzier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Anything else?
No.
Thank you. Madam Chair. Public Safety Committee report?
No report.
That's awesome, too. Admin Committee report?
No report.
You didn't have quorum, did you? That's why you didn't meet. I was like, you're usually, you got something to talk about. Park Board, I was going to come to that meeting. I was trying. Park Board, anything from Park Board? No? Tim, anything? Again, when is Margarita's Mile? May 21st? And we're looking at a mariachi band and margaritas, of course. And Mexican food, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. Excellent. That's exciting. I'm going to keep talking about that one. Okay, Planning and Zoning Commission. Oh, that's me. Okay, so we have PZC 2019-29 and EDC 2019-97 ordinance approving a special use for a solar farm of freestanding solar energy systems, Kendall County Government Campus. Is there a motion to approve?
Second. Motion.
Frieder, second by Plocher. Discussion. Roll call.
Koch?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Chrulis?
Aye.
Tranzier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Thanks for sticking around. Okay, next item is Raintree Village, PZC 2019-30 and EDC 2019-99, a PUD amendment, final plat of resubdivision A for ordinance authorizing the sixth amendment to the PUD for the Raintree Village subdivision, lots 264 through 282, and an ordinance approving the final plat of Raintree Village, unit 4, first resubdivision. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Go, second. By Milchewski. Chrissy, could you just tell us a little bit about this, please?
Sure.
Or at least tell me.
If you recall, not too long ago, we approved a incentive agreement for the development, and we approved some feedlots. So this is another request that's come forward, and it's because the developer has now moved into the development, started building homes, and they realized in the townhome portion there was an issue with the plat. It had what was called an EBE, which is a blanket easement over the units. They're requesting to revise that to make those units fee simple, so it'll be easy in the sale and the title for that. So there's no changes to the plan itself or any utility changes or anything. It's strictly just a cleanup. The second.
Kramer, don't leave it. I want to talk.
I'll stay up.
Thank you. I didn't know how else to do it. Sorry.
So that addressed the final plat. And then the public hearing had to do with the PUD amendment, and that is for the duplexes. The duplexes originally had a 10-foot side yard setback. Because of the product that they're offering now, there are ranch homes attached to either another ranch or two-story in the duplex. They're requesting a reduction in side yard setback from 10 feet to 6 feet. And this has been common in other areas that have smaller size units. We saw in the Heartland Meadows subdivision, which we reduced the side yard 5 feet, so it was a 10-foot building separation. And we saw that in the colonies as well, and that it was smaller footprint. The only stipulation that staff requested these are units that are fire suppressed, but we requested only on the side yard that the exterior ground cover material that they provide would be anything but mulch. And so they put that in their HOA criteria.
Questions? Comments? Roll call, please. Thank you very much, Chrissy.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Chrulis?
Aye.
Tranzier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. City Council report, anything? Okay, no city clerk report?
No report.
Community and liaison reports? Staff report?
Do have a couple items, Your Honor. Within the next week or so, we will have prepared and we'll be ready to release invitation to bids for the Countryside Lift Station painting project and the Raintree Village street lighting project, which are both to go. We will forward them to the city council as a whole just for your review at some point next week, and then they'll be released to the public for the week after that. But we won't be bringing the actual invitation to bid document for city council approval. We'll just go to you for a month.
Anything else?
That's it.
Questions, comments? Any other staff report? Additional business? Citizen comments? We do have a need for executive session, and when we come out of it, there will not be any action other than to adjourn. So press if you want to hang around your hand, but you're wasting time. Okay, do I have a motion to go into executive session for litigation when an action against, affecting, or on behalf of a particular public body has been filed and is pending before a court or administrative tribunal, or when the public body finds an action is probable or imminent, and for collective negotiation matters between the public body and its employees or the representatives regarding salary schedules for one or more classes of employees?
Second
by Funkhauser.
Come on, guys.
You can vote yes or no, and you get a chance. Yeah. It's a roll call, please.
Koch?
Aye, yes.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Tranzier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Nay.
Frieders?
Nay.
Peterson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
We had six, right? Six. Let the record reflect six yeses and two nays.
I want you to know, 10 years ago, if you didn't have a unanimous vote, you would not be able to go.
Is that another state statute?
And there were too many smart elves like you.